KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Partly cloudy skies. More clouds than sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 88. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Well, we should have more people in the area and producers that are out into the fields this week and really getting going with their harvests. I know down in Lincoln County, I've talked to a couple people down there and producers, and also Jessica Cobman there at Schuyler Company in Lincoln, saying that things should have gotten started late weekend, and then early this week things should be going down in Lincoln County. Some sporadic harvesters there in Ottawa County as well, and that will continue to move to the north in Mitchell County and Osborne County, expected maybe mid-week here this week to really get rolling as well. It's well documented that the drought has caused a lot of problems for area producers. Kansas normally produces about 25% of the U.S. winter wheat crop, but that's all but guaranteed to not happen this year. For much of the growing season, the U.S. Drought Monitor indicated that about two-thirds of the state's wheat faced extreme or exceptional drought conditions for much of 2023. This isn't news to a lot of people, but according to the map, 79% of the land area in Kansas was in some level of drought. 6% of the winter wheat crop, mostly in the center of the state, was in exceptional drought, 46% in extreme drought, and 22% in severe drought. So it's going to be a different wheat harvest as expected, and we will continue to monitor that. Those projections coming from the Earth Observatory with NASA and the U.S. Drought Monitor of what's expected for the Kansas wheat harvest. This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The The state of Kansas continues to push towards bridging the digital divide with the launch of the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program 3.0. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development announced the application window will open for submissions beginning tomorrow. We recognize the urgent need to bridge the digital divide so households and businesses across Kansas can succeed now and in the future, said Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of the Department of Commerce David Tolan. With the wide range of entities that are eligible for these funds, we are encouraging collaboration and innovative approaches to getting more Kansans and communities connected. Backed by a $5 million investment from the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program called EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state of Kansas, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. The Broadband Acceleration Grant Program shows how the EIC program can leverage partnerships to help keep Kansas moving, said Calvin Reed, acting secretary of the Kansas Department of Transportation, otherwise known as KDOT. The ability to access broadband empowers Kansas communities to meet the critical needs of businesses and citizens today and for years to come. The Broadband Acceleration Grant Program exemplifies Kansas's commitment to building an inclusive and connected future by investing in broadband infrastructure. The state aims to improve the lives of its citizens and foster economic growth across all communities. Key highlights of the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program include maximum grant funding request of $1 million, qualifying program speed of 100/20 megabytes per second, or MBPS, requirement of 50% matching funds for the project, including the possibility of an in-kind match of up to 50% of the required match. The application period opens tomorrow and closes August 8th. Read more about that story, go to our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Glen Elder Senior Center, hiring an assistant cook and a kitchen helper. Call 545-3444 for more information. The Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Damn Run in Kansas, this Saturday, July 1st. Check in at 6:30 in the morning. Run at 7 a.m. in Glen Elder. The opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest. And you can learn more. You can register runsignup.com or go to the Glen Elder Fun Run Facebook page. For more information, contact Norma, 545-3484, sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. And it is Wakanda Lake Fest this Saturday, July 1st at the Glen Elder State Park at the Osage Area. Free event with State Park Pass. There will be the fireworks display, which will have music for you during that display on Katy Country 94. Live music, family activities, and more. Fun run at 7 a.m. at the Glen Elder Square. Wakanda Visitor Center is open 8 to 4. Registration for the archery competition at 8 o'clock. Archery competition by the park office 9 to 11. Food trucks open at 11. Beer garden opens at noon. Registration for the cornhole tournament is 11 to 12. Cornhole tournament at 1. Open play sand volleyball and horseshoes from 12 to 6. Kids corner water activities and games from 1 to 4. And you learn more, go to visit mcks.com or the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page. And of course, there'll be music with DJ Bridwell and back-to-back Henry Tysche. The tree slayer will be there as well. There'll be a live auction, raffles, prizes, t-shirts, and so much more taking place at Wakanda Lake Fest. And that will be coming up this Saturday at the Osage Area at Glen Elder State Park. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And a liner into center field. That will carry to Waters, the tag by Yandy, and the throw will be cut off. Diaz scores standing up, and the Rays now lead 3-1.
The Rays ended up beating the Royals on Sunday by that 3-1 final. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, and Osborne native is now a head coach at the Division I level in the Big 12 in men's basketball. Also, the Kansas Basketball Coaches All-Star Games held this weekend. College World Series finals continue on, and an update on NASCAR. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Josh Eilert, a 2000 graduate of Osborne High School, has been named the interim head coach of the West Virginia men's basketball basketball program. Eilert replaces Bob Huggins, who submitted his resignation earlier this month after being arrested for a DUI in Pittsburgh. Eilert has been on Huggins' staff since he was at K-State in 2006 and made the move with him to Morgantown in 2007. Just before last season, he was elevated to assistant coach role on the bench. After playing at Clown County from 2000 to 2002, K-State from 2002 to 2004, Eilert got into coaching as a grad assistant from 05 to 07, and he worked his way up the coaching ladder to get to this point. West Virginia President and Director of Athletics Ren Baker announced the move on Saturday, saying, quote, "Josh Eilert is the right person to lead our men's basketball program next season. He has been an important part of our success, and he has displayed great integrity, work ethic, and dedication," unquote. Eilert added in a statement, quote, "I'm excited about this opportunity to lead the wonderful group of guys that we have in our locker room. They've been working extremely hard on the court, in the weight room, and in the classroom since they returned to campus on June 5th. In the coming days and weeks, I will be solidifying our roster and getting our team ready to head to Italy later this summer," unquote. For full coverage of Eilert's hire as the interim head coach, you can read the story from West Virginia SID Brian Messerly, linked at katycountry94.com. Also of local note, Eli Sawyers from southeast of Saline played in the KBCA Boys All-Star Game at Kansas Wesleyan's Mabee Arena in Salina on Saturday. Sawyers is the second-leading scorer for the Blue Squad with 14 points. They suffered a 119-114 loss in overtime to the Gold. In the girls' contest, the Blue won 68-61 over the Gold. You can find full recaps from Keisha Covered at ncksports.com. Well, I heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals were looking for a series win on Sunday against the best team in baseball, but in the end, the Rays picked up a 3-1 win to split the four-game weekend series. Rays struck first in the third inning, but Michael Garcia drove in Bobby Witt Jr. to tie the game at one in the top of the fourth. Daniel Lynch had another great outing, giving up just one run on six hits in six innings. After he left, though, Taylor Clark gave up two runs in the seventh. That would be the difference. Lynch ended with a no decision despite the solid afternoon.
Daniel threw the ball well. You know, they made him work. You know, he did a good job. He elevated when he had to. You know, different type of performance, you know, only I think one or two strikeouts, but made really tough pitches, got soft contact.
Matt Quatero's team is now 22-56 on the season. The Royals had today off before starting a three-game series with the Guardians on Tuesday in Kansas City.
Sophomore from Ocala lines this one to left center field, and it's a base hit. And Florida's got 24 runs in this game, the most ever in a College World Series game.
After setting the record, Florida finished with a 24-4 win in Game 2 of the College World Series Finals on Sunday, with LSU winning Game 1 Saturday night. That sets up a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight in Omaha. First pitch for the deciding game at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Finally in sports, after a weekend off, the NASCAR Cup Series back on the track Sunday night in Nashville. Ross Chastain took the checkered flag for his first win of the season, getting a spot in the playoffs. Updated standings for the NASCAR Cup can be found at NASCAR.com. Cup Series rolls on at the Chicago Street Race in Grant Park Sunday evening. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.